Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on and do a solo episode where I talk to you guys about topics that either you've asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about. And I feel like recently I've been on this super motivational, inspired kick when it comes to success and becoming the best version of myself and becoming the most successful version of myself and just achieving my dream life. And I feel like recently I've just been very motivated towards the lifestyle that I want to live one day. And so my content has kind of been reflecting that as well. And I've been wanting to create content that does reflect that and just create episodes where I talk to you guys about things that you can do to be your best self and be your most successful self. Obviously, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know my podcast is centered all around self-love, wellness, and just becoming the best version of yourself. And I think because I'm going through, you know, this like business entrepreneurial mindset, I want to also create episodes that are about that as well. So that is why I'm so excited for today's episode, where we're just going to be talking about finding what it is that you're passionate about and working towards it and becoming that version of yourself and kind of just trying to figure out what it is that you want from life and what would make you happy and what success means to you. So the title is called What You're Looking For Is Not Out There, It's In You. And the reason that I titled this episode that is because I think a lot of the time, especially in your 20s, your 30s, when you're kind of navigating who you are, what you want to do, what life you want to live, you're always looking for what's out there. You're always looking for the opportunities that are out there. And when you find the opportunities, you're looking for the highest position you can fulfill. And you're looking for what it is out there that will make you successful, that will make you money, that will make you rich, that will make you popular, that will make you loved. You're always looking for outside resources on how to become the most lovable version of yourself and the most successful version of yourself. You are always looking for resources to help you fulfill that. And I think what I've learned recently is that you could have all the resources and all the opportunity in the world, but what you're looking for is within you. The thing that you're looking for that will make you your happiest, that will make you the most successful, is inside of you already, and it's within you, and you are struggling to let that side of you out. You're not struggling to find something. You're struggling to release that part of you. You're struggling to find that person inside of you that's successful, go-getter, not gonna give up person. You are struggling to find them. It's not about what you're struggling to find or the opportunity that's not coming along. It's about you struggling to figure out who that is inside of you and how to release them. The first thing that you have to ask yourself when you think to yourself, I want to be my most successful self, I want to be my best self, you need to ask yourself, what does success look like to you? What does happiness look like to you? What do you want out of life? Do you want to be a wife and a mother? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to be both? Do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a lawyer? Do you want to be a podcaster? What in this life do you want? What is success to you? Is success to you graduating medical school and being a doctor? Is success building your own brand and starting your own social media company? Is success climbing up the corporate ladder? Is success finding love, getting married, and having a home and having children? What is success to you? That is the first thing that you have to ask yourself. When you answer that and when you're able to answer, this is what success means and this is what happiness is, you have a better idea of your end goal. You have a better idea of what it is that you want to work towards. Because at the end of the day, if you are not working towards anything, you will lose motivation. If you do not have a why, if you do not have a reason, you will lose all motivation to climb that because you don't even know where you're climbing to. You don't even know where you want to get to. And when you don't know what you're climbing to and when you don't know where you want to be, you don't know where to start. And I've learned this a lot where a lot of people are like, I know I want to be successful. I know I want to be financially free. I know I want to have my own company. I just don't know what it is that I have to do to get there. You need to not be afraid of trial and error. You need to see failure as a blessing. You need to be okay with the fact that you're going to try something new and you're going to fail and you're going to have to start over and try something else that's new. You need to be okay with the fact that that's going to happen and that that's going to be your life for a little bit. You might find your passion right away. You might do the first thing that you ever thought of and fall in love with it and make a living off of it. But you might have to go through years and years of trying to figure out what it is. And I'm a big believer that things come to us when they're meant to come to us. And when God sees that you're ready, He will throw the opportunity in front of you. And that's how I kind of perceive end goals and success and working towards something, is that I can work and work and work towards something. I could prepare for it. I could work very hard towards it. But until God realizes it's the right time for me to have it, He will not give it to me yet. And I'm a big believer in manifesting towards Christ and as I say, I'll do, and just wanting to be very successful and wanting to do affirmations. I'm a big believer in that. But as much as I do that and as much as I believe in that, I know it will only come to me when God says so and when God knows it's the right opportunity for me to have it. Because God might give me that big opportunity at a time when I'm not ready. But God knows better. We might want things quicker than they're written down for us and quicker than they're planned out for us, but we don't realize there's someone out there that knows when it's supposed to come to us so that when it does come to us, we know what to do with it. So you need to first ask yourself, what is success to me? What would make me feel successful? What would make me happy? If 5 years from now, I got to choose my dream life, what would I be doing from the moment I wake up to the moment I sleep? In 10 years, what would I be doing? Ask yourself these questions. Figure out what it is that you want from this life. You were put on this earth for a reason. You were put on this earth at this time for a reason. You need to figure out what would make you happy on this earth. What would make you happy in this life? When you know what it is that you want to reach, when you know your end goal, when you have your why and your reasoning, and you know what success and happiness is to you, once you figure that out, you will know exactly what you want to do to get there. And when you have that motivation, when you have that end goal, when you have that vision board, right? I always talk about vision boards, creating a vision board of your dream life that you want to live. When you have that vision board and when you have that life, you will be reminded every single day while you're working so hard. No matter what it is that you're doing, you will know why you're doing it because you have that as motivation. You have that as fuel. Finding your why has to be one of the most difficult things if you don't know what it is that you want to do for a living. But I have to keep saying it over and over again. Do not be afraid of trial and error. There were so many things that I did before having a podcast where I tried out different business ventures. I tried out different passions. I tried out all these different things. And I was like, this is not for me. This is not for me. This is not for me. But I kept trying and trying because I was like, okay, every failure is one step closer to what I'm meant to be doing. Every single Instagram page that failed or business venture that failed, that brought me one step closer to this podcast. And this podcast is what I know I should be doing. And so it took failures. It took having to kind of start over. But if you're listening to this podcast, right, and I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast, you're married, you have kids, you have a mortgage, all that stuff. I understand that completely. But if you're listening to this and you're not married, you don't have a kid, you're not paying rent, and you're just kind of living under your parents' roof and doing things as they go, do you understand what an advantage you have to start your own business and to start finding out what your passion is? You are put at such an advantage by not having to pay rent, by not having to take care of someone else. You are at such an amazing starting point because there's people I'm sure that are listening to this episode that have kids or that are married or that are in so much debt or that are paying rent and just making ends meet. And I totally understand that. And they're probably listening to this thinking, I wish I could do that. If you're one of those people that you have all these responsibilities and you wish that you could take the time to find your passion, you still can. You might not be able to start at a quicker point than these other people listening, but you still can. It is only too late if you tell yourself it is too late and you have to remind yourself the time is now because in 5 years, you might look back and say, damn, 5 years ago, I wish I started because I'm sure wherever you are now, you're going to say to yourself, I wish I started a few years ago. So take opportunity of it now. Seize that opportunity now. Do not let it get past you because it will and it will very, very quickly. I talked a little bit about this in the beginning when we talked about the title. Stop trying to seek something. Stop trying to search for something. This isn't, yes, you can go on a trip and you can find yourself and you can study abroad and you can meet new friends and meet new people. Meeting new people and going on trips and doing things you've never done before and stepping out of that comfort zone, that will help you to grow and that will open opportunities for you. But you have to stop trying to seek success. Stop trying to seek passion. I've done a whole episode on this, but there is no secret to success. You know exactly what it is that you have to do to be successful. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited to talk about today's sponsor, Mosh Bars. Whether you are at the gym, on the go, or between meals with the family, Mosh Protein Bars are the smart snack to keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. There are 6 delicious flavors, and each Mosh Bar includes 12 grams of proteins, and it's made with ingredients that support brain health like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s.
It only has 160 calories and only 1 gram of sugar, and Maj protein bars are a guilt-free snack your body and brain will crave. Something super exciting as well is that Maj Bars has just created a new line of plant-powered protein bars in 3 delicious flavors for those that want all the protein and brain support in the original bar, but they are now made with plant-based ingredients. I had a Maj bar after my workout the other day and it tasted so good. I always say it is so important to take care of your brain and to have a healthy diet as well, and to make sure that you're taking care of both the mental and the physical. Don't settle for a mediocre snack when you can nourish your body and your mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. So whether you're at the gym, on the go, or just living your best life, Maj protein bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. Head to MajLife.com/FromEve to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 mouthwatering flavors. It'll be linked in the description. Make sure you go to MOSHLIFE.com/FromEve. Let's continue with the episode.
No one questions why Tom Brady is good at football. Everyone knows why Tom Brady's a good athlete. They know how much practice and work he put in to be the best quarterback in the NFL. This is my personal opinion. But everyone knows why he did that. Everybody knows what he had to do to get there. You know what it is that you have to do to get into Harvard. If you're in high school right now, you know exactly what it is that you have to do to get into Harvard Law School or whatever it is. You know the hours you have to put in. You know the work you have to put in. You know the dedication you have to put in. There is no secret to being successful. It is all consistency. You must be consistent with the work that you do. I always say it's not who does it first. It's not even who does it the best. It's who does it the most a lot of the time. You might not put out the best work every single time you put it out, but every single week people know that you're putting out that work. Every single day people know you're putting out that work. There might be different outlets for this job, but a lot of the time people just go to who they know is going to be there. And I think about this all the time with creating content because it's such an oversaturated environment. The amount of people who are creating podcasts right now and who are creating YouTube channels and all that stuff and TikTok and Instagram and social media, it's such an oversaturated area where everyone is right now. And I feel like we're at a point now where it's like you have to do something original to like be really crazy. And that might be true, but it's also all consistency. Posting once a week, posting every day, whatever it is, everything is consistency. And when you keep going, your work will catch up to you. Stop trying to seek that thing. Stop trying to seek success. Stop trying to seek a secret. There's no secret. There's no secret here that no one's telling you. There's a million resources that you can go to find out what your passion is or how to start your passion or how to figure out your lifestyle. There's so many things that you don't have to seek. And when the time is right, the opportunity is going to come to you. And when it comes to you, you have to take it. And you might take the opportunity and you might think, oh, this is gonna be my passion. This is great. And then it doesn't end up being that. And that's totally fine. And that's totally normal. But you have to have faith and you have to trust God that that time will come and you will one day be like, oh yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. This is why all those other things failed. This is why all those other things didn't work out for this moment and this opportunity right here. And you have to be patient. Patience is everything. Manifest it, attract it. And just because I'm saying manifest and attract and it'll come to you doesn't mean like be lazy and someone's just going to call you one day and say, hey, I have this great job for you for doing nothing. No. Don't just sit back and be lazy and not do anything. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. And once you do that, opportunity will start coming to you. I always use this one quote. And suddenly the dream started chasing her. Because when you put in all that work, when you're consistent with your work, and when you love what you do, and you put passion in it, and you're determined towards it, and motivated and inspired, and you're putting in all these hours and coming up with all these ideas, the dreams and opportunities will start chasing you. Because you're putting out all the work, you're doing all that. If I were to use this as an example for my podcast, it's like recording and editing and uploading every week, posting on my TikTok, posting on my Instagram, putting in all this work to create all this content. If I put in all this work to create this content, the fan base and the community is going to follow me. The dreams are going to start chasing me. People are going to want to start interviewing me. Articles are going to want to start interviewing and featuring me. Those things will start to chase me if I continue putting in the work. So that's kind of what that quote means, and the dream started chasing her. It just means when you put in that work and you start really dedicating yourself and being super motivated, things will start to chase you. The opportunities will start coming to you. You won't have to seek them. All you have to do is be consistent, work hard, be determined, be motivated, be inspired. Every day, wake up with a fire under your ass telling you that you have to work harder. Because when you get to a low point, and when you get to a point in your life where you're just feeling down and you're just feeling financially stressed or like you have no purpose in this world or whatever it is, when you feel that way, it lights something under you and you have to let it light something under you. You have to let it motivate you to want to work harder. So you have to make sure that you are putting in the work and that you are dedicating the time to it. You will lose sleep. You will lose a little bit of your social life. This doesn't necessarily mean that you have to lose all of your social life, that you have to lose relationships or friendships. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying go ghost. I'm not gonna lie. For I wanna say like 2-3 months, a little bit last year, maybe not even a full year ago, I like kind of went ghost. I stopped going out, put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I was going to the gym once or twice a day. I was eating very clean and I was just putting in a bunch of time and work into my podcast and into my business and into school. And fully dedicating myself to it because I knew that I had to. I knew that I had to put in the work and kind of shut people off for a second and put, you know, the social life on the back burner for a little bit to really get to where I want to go. And I think that's totally okay sometimes. If you need to pull yourself out of social settings or something for a little bit, that's totally okay to do. I know that I had to do that for a little bit. And that's what I did. So I did take some time to myself to just grind out, be in my villain era, if you will. I did go through that little phase and I'm very grateful that I did it, but I don't think that it's something that I have to do all the time. I don't want to lose friends. I don't want to lose people in my life because I feel like a lot of people in your life can help you grow at the same time. If you're in the right relationship, you can grow while you're in your relationship. If you're in the right friendships, you can grow while you're in your friendships. If you're surrounded by people who support you and love you and care about you, then you will be able to grow with them and you won't have to grow past them. There's people in my life that I've definitely grown past and that I haven't grown with and that I've kind of had to take these next steps in my career and take these next steps in life. And I just realized that they were not going to be able to maintain the journey with me. And you kind of just have to distance yourself from people that you don't think have your best interests at heart. And I used to be someone that would get really sensitive over distancing myself from people that I used to be close with. And I used to be very sensitive about, oh, I don't want to cut that person off. I don't want to lose that person. I have to confront this situation and be okay with this person. I don't want to be fighting with this person. If you're able to hurt me or disrespect me, talk badly about me, lie to me, whatever it is, if you're able to do that so easily, I don't want to have to keep you in my life. I'm not going to give you a chance to do it again. And I used to be someone that chance over chance over chance over chance until it makes you look like a fool. And you're like, how am I letting this person make me feel this way? And when you realize that people have this power over you, it's your problem. It's your problem that they have power over you because at the end of the day, the things that they're saying, that has to do with them. But when you let it affect you, you're involving yourself in it. And that's when things are just not okay. And that's when it becomes your problem because the things that they say, they could say whatever they want. But if you're in a good place with yourself and you're in a good place in your life, they could say whatever they want. It won't affect you. It won't matter to you. It won't ruin you. It won't make you upset. It doesn't matter. But if you're in a bad place in your life and you're feeling a little bit insecure, then those things will affect you and those things will hurt you. And I think that in the past few months, especially, I've been at a much better place in my life and I've been so much more confident, so much more inspired in my work, so much more excited about life and have this like love for life. And I'm just starting to look at the bright side of things. And now that I'm kind of living that and I'm living happily like that, when people hurt me or when people say things to hurt me, it doesn't affect me the same way. It used to be something where I had to fight for who I was and I had to over-explain who I was and, you know, try to convince someone otherwise. And convincing someone otherwise for so long can be so exhausting. And you have to remind yourself that you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. And if you need to go on a journey to be this best version of yourself and be your most determined, motivated version, and you need to kind of shut people out for a little bit, that is okay. And you don't have to feel guilt. The right people will understand. You have to communicate those things with a significant other, a friendship. I'm not saying cut them off and take a break from them, but maybe you are going to have to spend less time with your friends or your boyfriend or your girlfriend and spend a little bit more time at the gym or journaling or meditating or putting your phone on Do Not Disturb so you can focus on yourself a little bit. And the right person will understand and will be like, okay, I get it. It's totally okay. Yada, yada, yada. So make sure that you're not necessarily shutting everyone off and like saying like screw everyone and putting everyone on the back burner, but just make sure that you're communicating those things with the people that you care about and things will be good for you. Things will turn out very, very good for you and the right people will understand. One day, you're going to wake up and you're going to realize that you are exactly where you need to be. You're going to be given way more than you ever thought that you could have. And when you are in this moment, you are going to realize why things never worked out for you. You're going to realize why every heartbreak led to this person. You're going to realize why every time you got fired or laid off from a job or didn't get an opportunity, you're going to realize why all those things happen. And sometimes it can be hard to be patient and to have faith in this. But the second that you start putting things in God's hand and you start doing everything you could, and then when it gets too much, you put it in God's hands, you will live so much more freely. And this is how I've been trying to live recently, is just trying to go with the flow a little bit more, not expecting everything out of everything, you know? Don't expect everything to come out of everything, and don't expect positive from everything. Just let it happen. Let everything happen. Let life happen. Just be there and enjoy where you are in the moment. Because sometimes we live so much in our heads that we don't realize where our feet are grounded. And I think it's important to just sit with yourself and just realize, this is where I am in life right now. This is what I'm, these are the people around me. These are the opportunities I have. And just sitting back and realizing life will happen as it's supposed to. Sometimes you could just sit back and enjoy the ride. And obviously, if there's things that you want to accomplish and a certain life that you want to live, you have to work towards it. You have to be driven. You have to be motivated. You can't just sit back and not do anything about it. But also make sure that you remind yourself that it's okay if things don't work out how you think they're going to, because they're going to work out how they should work out. That is how I'm going to end today's episode. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this episode motivated you and, you know, drove you some inspiration. I want to thank all of you for listening so much and supporting my show. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys follow me on all my socials, on my Instagram. I will link everything in the description, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.